Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Join their fall mini camps at focusbaseball.com.
It's not Tommy Wirtz. It's Mitch Thunder Nellis here as part of the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. What up, Mace?
What's up, Mitch? Yeah, I'm glad you're on. You know, we got that 10 o'clock hour. We've had some weird schedules here lately, but yep.
You can say that again.
Good to have you back, bud.
I need a nap already. It's good to be here. Weird day yesterday with the Packers playing Thursday. I was locked into the Red Zone channel, and then I turned to the Brewers game, and then I totally forget where I was in the football game.
Just got
and
lost.
I'd be watching like two innings of Brewers, then I'd go back to Red Zone for like 15 minutes, then I'd go back to two more innings of the Brewers, and I just, in the eighth and ninth, I just wanted them to get one more run across.
I know.
Like, just tie that game and see what happens.
Honestly, with this team, it's surprising when they don't. Like,
exactly.
You're just like, all right,
especially,
that's surprising.
Especially after Saturday night, which was... Well, let's talk about Saturday night.
Yeah, let's get with Drew.
Let's talk about Sunday. Our best friend, Drew Wagner's here. Drew, how are you, friend?
I'm well. How are you, boys? How did you handle not having a Packer game yesterday?
Yeah, did you... how'd you handle your Bengals, you know,
going out there
and finding a way to win in a, you know, in very trashy fashion, getting a lucky defensive pass interference call against my boy Travis Hunter. I mean, that was the weakest call I've ever seen in the history of my life.
But also,
the weakest call was when CBS inadvertently put up the flag graphic when an object that was decidedly not a yellow flag was thrown on the field.
I love it.
That was so weak.
That was weak. Well, Drew, let's talk.
That was painful seeing my boy Joey go down again.
I know. Nobody
wants to see that. Nobody. I mean, and I think we were all excited for the season he was going to have.
Yeah.
So that's a real bummer.
Me and Grodzki thought that we'd be talking crap to each other yesterday because Scott Grodzki, longtime personal enemy of mine over at CBS 58, he's a Jaguars fan. But really, it just turned into 3 hours of him and I complaining about why our team is worse than their team. So, yeah.
I love it.
Y'all actually bonded on that? That's like a crazy way to...
My team's worse.
Yeah, find a way to bond and argue at the same time. It's amazing. Well, Drew, let's talk a little baseball. We're going to talk about this Brewers team. I want to talk about the breaking news that you had here on Twitter.
Let's go.
Was that yesterday? A scheduling news for next year for our Brewers team?
Yeah, a little scheduling news. I still can't get anyone from the Brewers or MLB to return my call, but everything seems to suggest that the Brewers will be playing a home game next year, not at home, but rather at the Little League World Series Classic in Williamsport, PA, on August 23rd. That's a Sunday. It would have been the last game of a three-game series at home against the Braves. But after talking to a season ticket holder that reached out to me a couple weeks ago, I did some digging. That season ticket holder with a full package was only charged for 80 games. A little more digging, saw that that August 23rd game is blacked out for anyone trying to purchase season tickets.
Okay.
Then you look at the calendar and see where the Little League series is. It starts August 19th. The Little League game is traditionally played on that first Sunday. It all kind of adds up. And it's about time, you know. If there's anything that baseball has truly gotten wrong over the years, it's their inability to market young, exciting teams. And that Sunday night package has just been a disaster in scheduling. Mm-hmm. It's Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Mets every other weekend.
True.
They're not building up, the base.
Boring. Yeah. And the Braves.
Put a Paul Skeens out there. Put a Brewers out there. Yep. Put a Royals out there. Put a Tigers out there.
Well, and even the Braves. I mean, the Braves have had a down year this year, but if they get fully healthy, they're back. You know, they were a great team last year. They expect to be great with a lot of good young pitching.
Yeah, so it could be a really, really good game between two really good teams. And like I said, it's about time that the Brewers start to get a little bit of national respect. I mean, listen. Since 2018, when Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain came to town, Brewers have the fourth most victories in all of baseball.
Yeah.
Wow. They've been to the playoffs seven times. They're about to win a fifth division title. Market size aside, and yes, Milwaukee is the smallest market in baseball, what they've been able to do here, especially with the resources, I mean, it's incredible. And baseball should be highlighting that.
I love that.
You're not wrong. Somebody tweeted at me, Drew, that regular people aren't going to be able to really buy tickets, that it's really for the Little League families and stuff like that. Is this something that, like, I can go to Cooperstown and get into the game, or how does that work?
Well, if you went to Cooperstown, you'd have to watch
that. How about not Cooperstown?
Maybe Williamsport. Yeah. Where we go.
No. I'm going to Cooperstown to watch the game. I don't know where the rest of you are going.
Do they have a nice, like nice sports bar or something that we can go to Cooperstown?
They're going
to
show it on the big screen.
The ballpark they hold the game in, and I can't remember it. You can check out my story. I have it linked to Forbes on Twitter. I can't remember the name of the ballpark right now. It's a minor league park. Used to hold a low-level team. Now it just has an MLB draft league summer college wood bat team. It holds about 2,500 fans. You're right. It's mostly for the Little League players, their families. That idiot Zach Hample will probably sneak his way in there somehow to snag a foul ball. It'll be you know, limited attendance, but you know, they've gotten really good ratings with it over the years.
Oh, heck yeah. So just like confirming though, I mean, you haven't like gotten a response from MLB or Brewers. This is all just your investigative reporting, like kind of tracking down.
I've had a couple of sources.
Okay.
That on background have knowledge of the situation but aren't authorized to reveal specifics, that basically said, yeah, this is what's going on.
Nice.
But I haven't even gotten so much as a go to hell from, you know, I don't know what the Brewers, which usually means, yeah, you're onto something here.
Yeah, if they don't tell you no, then you just kind of assume, right?
What's the saying from all the president's men, Mitch? The non-denial denial?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I love it.
Love the non-denial denial. It works in many, excuse me, stretches of life as well.
Yeah, I think everything.
Yep. Wives.
Yeah, exactly. So, Drew, yeah, so on that front then, I mean, yeah, that's really curious. So, for me, I'm kind of just thinking about that for next year. It's just, okay, so they'll play the Braves at home. So, they'll play them two home games, and then both teams will just travel to Williamsport. Is that kind of how conceptually this will work? Okay.
Yep, and that's the other thing that kind of made it all made sense. You know, the Brewers are going to be playing. That's the last game of a six-game homestand. Both teams have the next day, the 24th, off. The Braves would be returning home. The Brewers go to New York to face the Mets. So that falls into the schedule, too. So, yeah, they'll play their first two games of the series. Again, a plane Saturday, head out there, play the game Sunday night, get the day off, and do their travel.
All right, well, let's talk about this Brewers team and their current situation. Obviously, you know, it was good after getting swept. You know, they go and they at least win this series this weekend. Had some fun, exciting games. We were hoping yesterday they would be able to come back and do what they did over the weekend. You know, looking at the standings, I mean, Phillies are chasing. I'm kind of looking at their schedule. I mean, they're playing the Dodgers coming up, so that's going to be a tough one for the Phillies. How do you think the Brewers fare here in the, you know, these last, what do they have, four series left? Is that correct? Three or four series?
Yeah.
Heading into the postseason.
It lines up in their favor. You know, they've gotten through the roughest part of the schedule. They got through that gauntlet of 19 and 18. They've played the tough teams. They're in the middle of a nine-game run right now, which is set up pretty good for them. You know, you played the three at home against St. Louis. You got three coming up this week at home against the Angels, who are, you know, within a game of clinching their 10th consecutive losing season. Then you go back to St. Louis for three. And then after that, you're going to face the Padres. And the Padres are still very much in the hunt for the NL West. So they're going to be, you know, geared up and ready to go. And it's a great environment. Then you wrap up with three against Cincinnati. And that could also be a pretty important series because Cincinnati is sniffing on the heels of the New York Mets for that final National League wildcard spot.
For sure. I mean, ideally, again, they roll into this postseason with a lot of, you know, confidence. You know, momentum is relative, I guess, especially if they get that top spot and, you know, don't have to play in. I mean, it's not foreseeable. The expectation is they're going to go and they're going to dominate out the rest of this thing, and they're going to roll in this postseason with the hot hands at the pitching spot. Their bats are going to be hot. All of those things. What do you kind of see them needing to do and show the fan base that everyone can feel confident with them rolling into this postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think they need to go on a bit of a tear here. I think they need to clean up their game. They've been playing
more dominant performances. Yeah.
They've got to go in there with a little bit of arrogance and you know, not trying to show off, but they got to go in there a little bit of swagger and be like, hey, we're supposed to beat these guys. They might beat us, but we're going to make them work to beat us because we are who we are. You know, I'm not expecting them to go off another 11, 14 game winning streak, but You gotta string together a good stretch now and get some of that. You know, I don't think they've lost any confidence inside the locker room, but they haven't played with the same level of consistency that they were showing during their hot run from May, June, July, August. They haven't played that level of baseball. They make a lot of mistakes, a little bit of sloppiness, a little bit of lackadaisical at bats. They're just going to clean those little things up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, that is no doubt. And I mean, I totally agree with you. I think it's, you know, they played for so long throughout this summer where it was just like whoever needed to step up, stepped up. And
at
they were just playing
level.
Really complimentary baseball.
Right.
And so, like, now, yeah, there's just a few questions that, yeah, like you're saying, need to be cleaned up. They need to answer those questions, and they need to get back to that complimentary baseball where it's just like, We are doing all those little things. We're picking each other up. One guy is always going to be hot every night doing their thing. And kind of where do you think that is? I mean, you know, who do you think is that kind of going to be the front runner and lead the way there? Obviously, Yelich is someone that pops up, but, like, are there other guys that you kind of expect to step up and be that front runner?
Not really, because that's just not the way this team is built. You hit it on the head. You know, it's someone gets hot every night. Every night, someone else seems to have that big game. Yeah, I think they'd like to see Christian Yelich go on one of those week, two-week tears. They'd absolutely love that. But the thing is, they can win, and they can win consistently and win big without having it be one guy. You know, when you have nine different guys, all with the ability to be the guy every night, that bodes well for you. And I think that's as simple as it gets. Now, the big question that I think is going to face them in the immediate future is, you know, what the hell are they going to do with their starting rotation? If Quintana is going to miss time now with his calf injury, that really throws a wrench in things.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, like how much time is he expected to miss?
Yeah, do we find that out today or tomorrow? What do you think?
I would assume we'll find something out tomorrow. He went to have an MRI yesterday. We heard he left in a boot. That's all we got. Off day today, so no availability. So I'm sure we're going to find something out tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, we're talking pitchers real quick. Like, just like let's talk about Quinn Priester real fast. I mean, what is the number now?
18.
I mean, is it
18 games?
18 games,
15 starts. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. Like, it's insane what he's done. Just talk a little bit of like your view of Quinn Priester and what he's, you know, what he's been for this team.
Quinn Priester has been the most impressive part of this team for me. He was the guy that came over early in the season. There was one of the local guys that wrote a clicky story calling it a desperation move, because they did give up a significant amount for him, and they were, you know, beset with a rash of injuries. But they brought him in here because they saw something, and they saw him as a long-term piece. Mm-hmm. They weren't sure if he was going to be in the rotation the whole year. They needed him right now, but they wanted him down the road. So that was step one. And then watch him go out there and literally figure it out as he goes, and watching it click. And not just from start to start, but from inning to inning, at bat to at bat, and sometimes even pitch to pitch. Watching him develop, grow, and adjust into a dominant big league pitcher while being a big league pitcher on a big league mound in a big league game against big league hitters, that has been incredibly impressive because that is hard to do. You know, you figure that stuff out in the minor leagues. You try new pitches. You try new sequences. He's literally doing it in games that matter, and he has excelled at it.
I love it. I love it, Drew.
Yep.
I got one more question, and then Mitch can go, and then we'll let you break. But I just wanted to ask, too, just kind of – looking at this roster and Holt, like, who on this roster should, you know, is worthy and should be getting like some awards at the end of the season? Like, who are the guys on this roster that you think will and are deserving to get awards?
I mean, that's tough. I think Isaac Collins should definitely be the rookie of the year.
I love it.
I know that the guy in Atlanta is putting up similar numbers. Drake Bentley.
Yeah,
he's having a great year.
Yep.
He keeps hitting. But you look at what Isaac Collins has done, not just the plate, what he's been able to do defensively, and is a position that he's never played before, being thrust into action and doing it for a team that has legitimate World Series expectations. I think Isaac Collins deserves that award. I think the MVP, that's obvious. We know it's going to be Ohtani. We know Schwarber is going to be number two, but I think you have to give some votes to Bryce Terang. I think you have to give some votes to Christian Yelich. I mean, the guy's going to have a 3,100 season. That's
crazy.
And the Brewers need that. The definition of the award on the ballot is most valuable to his team. You're not going to find a lot of players that are more valuable to their team than Christian Yelich or Bryce Terang.
Well, and continuing that Bryce Terang discussion, you know, if you, I don't, you know, they, the all, I don't even know what, you know, what's the award position by position? Not the glove, but just the
silver slugger.
The silver slugger?
Yeah,
And I mean, they're going to have some silver slugger guys in there for sure. And one that's overlooked, I think, does MLB have a comeback player of the year award?
I'm sure they do.
Because if they do, I mean, I think Andrew Vaughn has to get some consideration for that.
Yeah.
But looking at, like, second base specifically in the National League and, like, between – and, you know, Cubs fans are probably going to argue for Nico Hoerner. Nico's actually had a pretty good season. And Arizona, I think Kettle Marte is kind of the reigning champion there. And Bryce Terang. Between the three of them, I think it's a tight race for Silver Slugger at second base. Do you think – that even if Bryce Terang isn't a household name and the Brewers are the small market team, do you think Bryce can win that award?
Yeah, because I believe that's voted on by the players, right? It's voted on by the same kind of electorate that votes on Gold Glove. I may be wrong. I'll have to double check. But I think Bryce Terang is definitely in there, especially if he continues popping the ball the way that he has.
Yeah.
You know, he's right up there.
Three more homers. Yeah. That's all we need from him.
They've got Durbin should be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year too. I forgot to mention him. Like they've got guys that may not win it and probably shouldn't, but should definitely be in the conversation for these awards at the end of the year. The problem is the team success overshadows the individual contribution.
It's
supposed to be.
Hit it on the nose.
It's the way it's supposed to be because it's a team of sport. But listen, these guys are really good, and they're having really good years.
You look at the odds at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Cade Horton has actually become the favorite for the Rookie of the Year. But not...
I love it. I get it.
Is Austin a Cubs fan? Like, what the... Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Drake Baldwin is second. Isaac Collins third. Matt Shaw fourth. Another Cub. Then Caleb Durbin. Wow. Then Jacob Mizorowski. So three of the top six are all Brewers. Two of them are Cubs, and then Drake Baldwin, Madison's own Drake Baldwin, the catcher for the Braves.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Miz is still on that list.
He's way off it if you look at the numbers. But it's like, and Caleb Durbin isn't. Matt Shaw and Caleb Durbin aren't really on that list either. It's really Horton Baldwin with Collins on the outside looking.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Cade Horton. Okay. Cool.
I don't like that one. Drew does not like that one.
So day off today, and then what is it? It's
L.A.
Right. Yep. It's the Angels.
Angels.
Anaheim. Right. Anaheim. It's Freddie, then Woody, then Quinn. What do those three guys need to do this week just to like? Get some of the arms back in the bullpen, whether it's McGill coming back or Mears coming back. Any update on Gasser at all? Like, what's, you know, and what do those three guys need to do?
Gasser threw three innings out of the bullpen the other day.
Okay.
So he could probably be up maybe sometime next week. As for Freddie, I mean, Tommy and I harp on this every time on the leadoff show, which you can hear every game day 1 hour before first pitch. He's got to throw strikes. Nice. He's got to start working deep. You know, he knows now that guys are going out there and they're going to try and run up his pitch count. Mm-hmm. He's got to figure out a way to combat that because the Brewers cannot afford to keep getting five inning, 100 pitch outings from Freddie Peralta. They just cannot. They cannot get by with it.
Yeah, especially if he's going to be your number one in the postseason, you got to get him on that mound just a little bit longer. He's got to run that thing into what? I mean, you think even if it's like six innings, but I mean, you want to get him seven innings is kind of probably the hope, right?
Here's the thing I put out about Priester the other day, and then deleted after I remembered that Aaron Ashby came in and replaced him in the fifth inning. you look at Priester as I think. Four, maybe five starts where he's gone through seven innings.
Wow.
In none of those outings has he thrown more than 96 pitches.
Jeez.
That's what you need from your number one, from your ace. And again, I say this with Tommy every day on the leadoff show, which again, 1 hour before first pitch every game right here on the Fan Milwaukee. Heck, see that? Yeah. Shameless plug.
That was a great plug. I like that.
Your ace is a guy that goes out there and you know you're going to win that game, you're going to end that losing streak, and you know that your bullpen is probably going to get most of those guys a majority of the day off. That, to me, is an ace. You need a guy that's going to go out there and be able to get through six into the seventh around 100 pitches. That's what an ace should be.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see down the stretch here what ends up unfolding. But, Drew, really appreciate you jumping on. Good stuff this morning. And, yeah, can't wait for this series. I'm gonna be in town on Thursday. So, I mean, if you want to pop into the studio on Thursday morning, have a little hangout, Thursday morning.
Hugs for everybody.
Lots of hugs.
It is a nice getaway game on Anaheim. Don't dare hug me, that's for sure.
Mugging you. We're all three of us are just going to hug you. You're in the middle. Yep. Then we're going to jump up and down.
Can we get Crosby to the maybe to a game? Get him in the press box?
We'll see. We'll see what we can do. If it was a day game on Thursday, I think we'd have a better chance.
Yeah.
I know it's for school and for the kids and all that. But I was wondering, like, is there some waxy buildup with the Angels that they didn't give them a getaway day?
I got to look at the Angels' schedule and see where they go after this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking they're either going to Chicago or to Minnesota. Because the Brewers are just going to St. Louis, so you're staying in the time zone. So I think you can do that at this point in the year.
At Colorado. They're in Denver. Which isn't bad.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not right down the road either. I get that it's September and school's back in session, but that was weird that they're not playing, at least even at like 3 or 3:30, like they did against Philly the other, like a couple weeks
ago. Well, I think it was just because they're playing Colorado next, and just like it doesn't really matter.
Maybe the Angels screwed them out of getaway game last year when they were out there.
Yep. That's how that works sometimes. Drew, thank you so much for coming on. You're going to be in studio today from noon to two with me. And then we'll talk, we'll hear you with Sparky and all the other great stuff you're doing. Follow on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Go read the article right now at Forbes.com about the Brewers and the Braves. Sunday, August 23rd, next year don't go to Cooperstown.
Nope, don't go there.
Yeah, go to Williamsport. Even if you don't get into the game, I feel like even if we can't go to the game, Mace, like we should go there for the weekend.
It'll be exciting.
Just, wear our Brewers gear and go nuts.
I've always wanted to go watch some Little League World Series action, too. So,
A weekend surrounded.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By children and their youth sports parents. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's
like
true. That's a nightmare.
All right, Drew will not be there.
Or their parents.
Nice. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. That's all right, so Mitch. Good.
Thanks, Drew.
See you later.
Yeah.
Later.
That's Drew Wagner on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Always a blast to hear his perspective. It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
Yeah,
it's for the kids.
Oh, man. He was good today. I loved what we dove into there. Yeah, that's going to be fun next year. I'm glad the Brewers are finally getting that get a little love in that game. But we got to get to our picks.
We do. Mean, we got to get to our picks.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think I had another decent weekend. So
I think I had a decent weekend.
Yeah, Tommy picked the Bears, which was amazing.
Okay, well, first of all, Mason, things got interesting this week, so don't think it was all easy for you.
It was not all Yannick Sinner all the time.
Not all Yannick Sinner.
All right, he's Mason Crosby, Tommy Wirtz, I'm Mitch Nellis. Our pick review coming up next here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. We're in the fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, where I was Saturday night. Yep, poker room. What's up?
Nice.
Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.